Okay, we're continuing in Halacha Gimel, about Mevushal. We spoke twice already about it, and this is our last time, at least for now, talking about being Mevushal. And the first time we spoke about just the basis for where it comes from, that why should Mevushal make the wine, not Usher. And the second time we spoke about what temperature you need to make it to be Mevushal. And our third time now is to talk about whether whatever we decide the temperature should be, we spoke about different shitas, whether doing that by pasteurization is good enough to make a mevushal. So, until, you know, I don't know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, the way you mevushal wine was you cooked it up in a pot. You mevushal it, okay? Then came along pasteurization, and which is really efficient and really works really smoothly. And the question was whether pasteurization should be able to work for mevushal.
Do you know why they would have been mevushal wine back.
Why they were washing it?
So what was there? Was there
to make the mutter.
Okay.
Why did anybody else do it?
They only Orthodox Jews.
I don't know. That I can't tell you. There's a din at the very end of the siman about a different kind of something called a kind of official, but that's not a regular use. I have no idea. Okay. So just for a second, for whatever it's worth, what does it mean to do pasteurization? Okay. So the picture here. Sorry if I'm going to bore you. See, the picture here is. In a pasteurizer, what we call pasteurizer, the way usually you pasteurize juice and wine would be, and this is a plate pasteurizer. Okay, but what really goes on in this thing is the following, okay, that those plates that you see in the pasteurizer, in the full pasteurizer, are really a bunch of plates that are stuck right together, and this is an exploded view of them, and they're really all stuck together, very close one to another, with a little bit of rubber just to keep them from actually touching, but they're basically, they're almost touching each other, and what you do is in our case the juice passes between every other plate, and in the opposite plates where it's not passing is passing hot water. Okay, so what goes on in this case, you pick, let's say white is the juice and black is the hot water. So what's going on is that the juice and the juice is sandwiched between hot water on both sides. There are plates, and let's say the on one side of a plate is hot water, and the other side is juice.
Black is the one, it's pink and blue.
The pink is as in hot, like red, right. And the blue is supposed to be like the juice. The arrows are going up and down in all kinds of ways. And the juice is getting heated up very quickly, okay? It's very efficient, and it works really quickly, so the juice can pass through it, and in a couple of seconds gets up to the temperature it needs for pasteurization. Pasteurization is really there, not for us, pasteurization is there to keep it from spoiling, kills bacteria, and who knows what else. So this is a very common piece of equipment that can't be used to heat something up. So it comes along, so the question that people have dealt with in the past, I don't know, 30, 40 years is, well, can that do the trick to be mevushal wine also? Okay? It's a lot easier than putting it into a pot. Okay? So, the question is, can you do that? If it would work, it has great advantages, because whatever temperature we picked, there's a thermometer that measures the temperature on this thing. The machine could see the temperature. You can even make it, the pasteurizer could be set up that if it doesn't hit the temperature, the juice goes right back to the beginning, gets pasteurized a second time to make sure it gets done. So it would really be nice if it could work. The machine would just basically stand there and make sure it's doing what it's supposed to. And the question is whether it works or not. So I'm going to tell you not all the details, but a summary of four reasons why people say pasteurization should not work. Why should that not be enough to make the wine mevushal? I'll tell you the size of those shilas. Before I say that, it's people like to quote that Ramosha held that you're allowed to pasteurization to work mevushal, and maybe he did. I don't see it in the printed Shuvah. I don't see that in the printed Shuvah. The printed Shuvah that's most about being mevushal wine says there are people who ask me that they have someone not Jewish working in their house, and they want to make sure that their wine doesn't become stam yayin. So they want to cook their wine to make it not mevushal. How hot should they make it if they want to make that wine be mevushal? So that's obviously in a pasteurizer. Someone's cooking it literally in a pot. You know, they don't have a pasteurizer in the house. So I don't see it. Maybe it's in the truth that I didn't see it. Maybe it's orally that he said it, that Ramosha said that. But the major American national hashgachas assume that you can be mevushal through a pasteurization. What did you say? No, I'm saying I don't see that he specifically said yes, you could do it even in a pasteurizer. Okay. I don't think he specifically said that, but people quote him as saying you can be mevushal.
Against it,
right? He, He didn't say anything against it. He didn't say anything against it. We assumed that it was okay. And maybe he even said orally. Maybe someone actually knocked on the door and said it. And maybe. I just don't know. And again, the National Hashgacha Center of America basically rely on that. Assume you could do that. But I'm going to talk to you about these four reasons why you might not be able to. Okay. On the first leg is. We saw that the summary Sharon explained that the way you know that wine is considered a bushel is when it's yechsim imidasei. Okay, we saw this. The shach brings that cheetah. We talk about that in the past, but whether that's a different cheetah or not a different cheetah. And the first point that's made as why a pasteurizer might not be a bushel is because there's no yechsim imidasei. If you put in 100 gallons, you get out 100 gallons. And the reason is because, very simply, because the machine is a sealed up machine. Okay, there's basically whatever goes in comes right out. And how is it going to make it? Basically, whatever's going to happen is just going to stay right inside the machine. You put in 100 gallons, you get out 100 gallons.
That just condenses back into its own.
Correct. Yes, correct.
Give me a second.
I just started 2 seconds ago. Okay, so before we talk about what Dovid just said, so two people told us different cheetahs. Two American hashgachos told the shitas that they have, how they avoid this problem. They said, yeah, taka would be a problem because it wouldn't be yechsim midasei. So one says it's not a problem because there's a release valve, a pressure release valve on the heat exchanger. If it gets too hot, they don't want the machine to explode. So there's a pressure release valve that if there's too much pressure builds up inside of it, it releases some steam to let it out. So okay, so there's a pressure release valve. Okay, from which we said, when he said this to us, he said, really, the pressure release valve? Okay, so, you know, once every hour, there's a drop of steam, it gets a little too hot, it goes out. But the machines work really well. If it's supposed to be at 175 degrees, it stays at 175 degrees. It doesn't get out of its, what it's supposed to be, that it should need to release pressure. We weren't such believers in that.
And also, it wasn't clear with the second.
The pressure release, the Sarah, right, well, really, it is. The pressure release is at a much higher level. If it's set for 175, that means it's at 100, 205, or whatever that it needs to release pressure. It can handle, so it was very, it didn't seem like it was going to do very much. It was going to be very useful to save pressure release out. So then another person said this, okay, no, it's not that there is a pressure release valve. We tell the mashgiach that he should open up the valve. You can manually force it open, so he lets out some steam. So now it's yachsim, maybe does it. Okay, so the question, two questions on that is...
Is that coming from the wine side or from the water? Like, where's it seem coming from? Is that?
On the wine side of it, or the grape juice side of it, on that side of it. Let's add some of the...
Well, that's an interesting question, because presumably the heat of the hot water in the plates are hotter than the product.
Correct.
So then the pressure release valve would probably be...
I don't think so. I think it's on the juice side. I'm not sure. I think it's on the juice side. Okay, but if...
What boils first? The wine boils first, isn't it?
The wine?
Water, the wine boils before the water?
Do you mean the alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol.
The alcohol evaporates.
Right, so you would have more pressure coming from the alcohol.
Okay, I think it's on the juice side. I think the water side is more stable of what it is. But okay, but it's not, two points. One is, let's say the Mashiach does this. Okay, so that means it's every hour, something beeps and he reminds him, oh yeah, time to release the valve. So it was yachsim midasei and what that little bit that he did. Is it yachsim midasei for the 100 gallons that went before he did it? It's not so clear that really works. You know, it's yachsim midasei. But more significantly is, you may remember that we said last time that the Beis Yosef Rishonim who say that Mishir Siyah and yachsim midasei is the same thing. And others are saying, no, eating yachsim midasei is different than mishir hasiach. And we said, well, what's the difference? What do you mean? Either it is or it isn't. Either it's yachsim or mishir. Of course it's yachsim midasei. Pashut. So what's the argument over here? And what we said is, I believe we said it from a professor, that the machlokes is whether you need any minimal amount of loss, as soon as it gets to yachsim, but there's already some evaporation, there's always yachsim midasei loses a tiny bit. That's what many rishonim hold. And the shach who's saying that they argue, which is like others say, the saying is you have to have significant loss. When we say you want to be machmir for this shita to say you need also yachsim midasei, that means it's not loss, you have to have significant loss. And therefore, the little bit that happens at Yatzel at this point is not enough to count. Okay, well, if you're trying to do yachsim midasei to have significant loss, then you have to do a lot. Opening the pressure valve for 1 second is not going to do the trick. The opening the valve is maybe it'll be enough for the smaller sheet. If you're trying to do the higher sheet of Yachsi Midasai to do it at a higher temperature because you want to have significant loss, opening the valve for a second is not going to do the trick.
Is it an objection that it's just artificial?
What's artificial?
You're opening the valve. So what if a guy, what if I'm cooking at not a high enough temperature, like I don't know, flip the thing, me, oh, yes, me, that's it.
Okay, so that's a fair question. But over here, the reason why they're saying that it works is because the whole reason that it doesn't work is because it's in a sealed machine. If that's the temperature, it would be Yaxamidase. So I'm just making it not a sealed machine. I'm taking the cover off the pot.
What is the point of Yaxamidase? Why is that next to Moshul?
So
that's similar to Simon.
So that's, I was just about to say that, which is this whole question is making an assumption that Yaxamidase is a, you actually have to be Yaxamidase. As opposed to just saying it's a Simon, it has to be a certain temperature. Okay, so now last time we spoke, that Ravazza and Dying Weiss both seem to think that's a physical thing. It actually has to be a loss of thing. They don't explain why. We talked about a case for concentrated when things are done under vacuum, that they think it's a physical thing, okay? But you could argue and say, no, it's just a temperature. It has to hit that temperature, okay? Well, I'll remind you. The shear of Yachsi Mikdasa really comes from Yushalmi. Talking about Truma. Okay, in Truma, the reason why it's important is because you're not allowed to cook Truma because you're wasting the Truma. You're Yachsim Midasa, you're wasting it. The physical loss is exactly the point. You're not allowed to waste Truma. So by cooking it up to that point, you don't care what temperature it gets to, you care, it's Yachsim Midasa, it's very significant. It's not so clear that over here it's so significant, okay? But the strongest answer, the strongest reason to argue on this, say, Pesharish doesn't work because you didn't have any laws, is Rabbi Vanya, who you can hear lots from today, who says, Rosham Zalman implies that he thinks like this also. You know, Ravadia says, he says, I don't know what we're talking about. He says, it is Yachsim Midasi. When it's in the pasteurizer, vapors escape from the liquid, and then you just chill it down right afterwards, and they condense and fall right back into it. He says, so the fact that you put in 100 gallons and you get out 100 gallons, that's what Dava was saying before, put in 100 gallons, get out 100 gallons, it was Yachsim Midasi. Just that we captured those vapors and we stuck them back in. So we kept it in a closed system so it didn't escape out to the air, but we boiled out, we put right back in. So it was. It was Yachsim Midasi.
How do they know these vapors?
What do you say?
How do they know these vapors?
Why shouldn't they be vapors?
Because the system's under pressure, and the boiling point is raised.
So it's possible. It's true. It could be that he's wrong on the Matthias. It could be that if it's pressurized to whatever, as much pressurized as it is, it's not going to have any evaporation at that point. But that's a question. Okay, he's saying, It is boiling out the same amount. Okay, you could question that. It's boiling out the same amount, and if it's boiling out the same amount, it just comes right back in. Okay, you can argue. You can say it's pressurized, which I guess depends on the system. It could be pressurized and there'd be no vapor coming out.
Well, why is Bishel naked not? I mean, why is it take off the answer? Is that because it's not shchiach, or because it does something bad to the wine?
Okay, so
because it gets lost, now people don't want. It's not shchiach because I don't want to lose some of my wine.
Okay, so we've talked about that, and I'm going to keep on going about that. You're going to hear it. I'm going to keep on talking about it. Okay, for now, I put this first. To have to be asked to be asked. Okay, second reason is the Rosham Zalman, when he talks about it, first he wants to say, he doesn't use the word, like what Ravadi just said, that it is Yachsim Midasi, but it comes right back in. He says, so don't worry about it. It was Yachsim Midasi, and it just can't collapse right back into it. But then he says, no. He says that the in order for wine to be considered Mevushal, it has to be a kind of a wine. This is the one thing the Gemara does say, is that wine to be Mevushal has to be not used at Avodah Zarah. Nobody would pour it for Avodah Zarah. And he said, they do not pour it for Avodah Zarah. And he says, so if wine, and that means, because there's something different about this wine than on non-mavoshul wine. And therefore he says this, lamais is the wine coming out of the pasteurizer is going to taste exactly the same as what went into it. Now, it's true that in the middle it didn't taste like that, but what comes out will taste exactly like regular wine. And the mela, there's no change in taste from the wine that went into what came out, and therefore doesn't help. It wouldn't change from being used with the Zara, so therefore it's just as no good. It's not considered mavoshul. Okay, so he's saying, just for starters, that the wine was really mavushal for a minute in the middle. He's agreeing that if you would pull out the grape juice in the middle, it would be considered mavushal. He said, but since the final result was not mavushal, that's not enough to make it mudder.
What happens in the middle?
The vapors escape.
Yeah.
And then they collapse later on when they come back in. And sometimes I accepted that really it was mavushal in the middle.
Affects the taste and then
So it loses, you know, the let's say if it was wine, the alcohol would boil out. Or if it was grape juice, the grape essence would evaporate out. And then it come back in a few seconds later. So he says, but since the net result does not taste the same, so therefore, that doesn't make a difference. Now, another thing is, it's not clear at all, many don't agree that, wait one second, that you have to have a change in taste b'chol. This one, Shlomo Zalman says, and now, many people who speak about this, being, there's a whole bunch of Rishonim who mention in passing that when you make wine, the vushla has a change in taste. So he's assuming that that's specifically, not that they're not just mentioning something in passing, they're mentioning something specific that it has to be a change in taste. Rav Osler says it's not true, we don't pass them like that. Rav Adi also says we don't pass them like that. That's not the din, you don't have to have a change in taste. Some people say that, and Rishon Zalman himself is not 100% about that. Okay, but
it has to pass them to make it base, the vushla.
That's what I said in passing. It's a question. It was Rav Zalman accepting that it was mavushal in the middle of the process.
Right,
so how did it become unmavushal by the truth? What's the difference? I don't understand that. That's good. But he said he
like a something becomes edible, inedible, and edible, and reconstitute it. So at one point, you know, yes, sir, like a firm gelatin, whatever it is. So it's inedible and edible again. So
right. Okay. I think he's saying a little differently. He thinks that pasteurized juice overall would be used by with Zara. So it doesn't bother people. I'm not sure exactly how he's dealing with the middle part. Okay, now, Rosham Zalman says that after he first told people this psak, an American Rav came to him, someone involved in Hashkaha, I don't know who it was, came and said to him that it's not true that the pasteurized juice does taste different than regular juice. And nobody would use, the Goyim will not make mavushal wine because it tastes different. So Rosham Zalman's whole thing is based on the assumption that it doesn't taste different. They would, therefore, presumably poor from with Zara. And he said, it's not true. It does taste different. Nobody would use it. Okay? Rav Shechter once spoke about this, and he was saying over the Shita, and when he sat down, an older man, Mr. Feischertzog, okay, one of the whatever, members of the family in the company, came over to him and told him the same thing. He mentioned Rosh Hashanah and says that there's no change of taste, and he says, by the way, it's not true. He says, when people make wine, there is a taka taste. Rabbi Fadi tries to be machalic and say that, you know, for winemakers, for their professional pride, so for the real fancy people, the connoisseurs, those people wouldn't be mavushal. But for regular guys, never know the difference, and maybe that's what's going on over here. You know what I mean? Because Rosh Hashanah says that if this American rabbi told him this, he then went and asked his experts, and his experts told him, nah, it's no difference. Okay, there's no change in taste. Okay, so what's going on? I mean, either change in taste or not change in taste. So it's very likely, like what David's saying, is that really there's a change in taste, but for the average Joe would never know the difference between this one and that one. And wait a second, therefore, if you hold that you need to have a change in taste, doesn't qualify. It doesn't, that's not qualified.
I'm just wondering on what basis this American rabbi had with people who are keeping the wine that way bizarre now. I mean,
No, he's not talking about that way bizarre. He's talking about whether it changes the taste.
No, he's saying, therefore.
No, Rosh Hashanah is only said if it doesn't change the taste, they won't give it five way bizarre.
Right.
So this person is saying, it changes the taste.
And therefore,
they wouldn't use it five way bizarre.
They wouldn't use it five way bizarre. Make it taste though.
The Gemara says that the Mavushal is not properly deserved. So we're working for that. Okay.
I mean, it's a very good smart to say that the connoisseur makes a difference because we want to put it in proper dessert, you want to get the best stuff.
See, Fabio Desara is the best stuff. Okay.
We are going to find a in a long time. He wants to be having a zone. We're going to check him when he comes to the
store. It's not when Chazal made clear. Chazal made it clear that it's not also Mavushal because.
Okay. Just one last part about this. Rav Avadi says, I have a riot to you that you don't pass again, that it has to be a change in taste. He says, because I hold, he doesn't use these words, but Rav Shlomo also holds like this, who he's talking about. Okay, he says, but I hold that in order to be mavushal, all it has to do is to get the yad v'lezbo for a second. You just have to get the yad v'lezbo and you're done. Misha hirsiach. And even some Rishonim use the word, like, even for a second. So Misha hirsiach, a drop. So Misha hirsiach. He says, Misha hirsiach, there's no change in taste then. You got mavushal to 100, whatever, it's 160, 170 degrees. Misha hirsiach for a second, there's going to be no change in taste. So you see that that's not, it's not, the change in taste is not what you're not going to do that. So it's sort of like Lashitasi. And it's Lashitasi for him that he holds like that, or a Moshe hold like that, and Rosh Hashanah himself holds like that. Rosh Hashanah in the same tshuva says that it only has to get to the Yad Zalat. Okay. Number three. The first time we spoke about Mevushal, I told you that the Rosh gets a question. He says, just because the wine is Mevushal and you wouldn't pour a void dessert, what does it have to do with making the wine, not also if someone touches it? The Rosh is kasha. And the Rosh says is that it's not wine that's Mevushal is Lashiach, and I don't know if he uses exactly these words, Mevushal Lashiach Legozer Rabbanon, and therefore it's not also because it's something that's Lashiach. So, Rabbi Asher says, well, if it's true that it's nowadays it's become shchiach to pasteurize wine, he says, then the whole Rosh doesn't apply. The Rosh said it's only mutter, because it's like shchiach. He says, but if it becomes shchiach, then it's going to be usher. Okay, the hetzer is going to fall away. Now, in the tshuva, he says many, many times, he says, I'm only saying this if it's really true that it's shchiach. In other words, I'm sitting in Meisharim, I have no idea whether it's shchiach or less shchiach. He says, but if you tell me that it's true, that it's shchiach, that everybody, that I don't think, he uses the word everybody, but he probably means most people, it's very common, that you should be mavash, that you should make pasteurized wine, he says, then the het is not going to apply.
So okay? It's
a good question. You're saying, if the only, the common way is through pasteurization, is that, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Is it that way?
Only that way. Okay, I'm not sure. Now, this Dirk in what he writes, when he says it has to be, everybody does it, or most people do that, he's talking about Yidden or Goyim. Okay, what is he talking about? What do we care about? Who's the population of look and see if everybody does that? Okay, so, I thought there was a Dirk that he means it has to be Yidden and Goyim. Okay, and the Dirk is as follows. Okay, before he talks about the Rush part of it, he talks about a different part. I think that he rejects. And that is a sheet of Rabbi Tam that says, it's not for a case that we're talking about right now. He says, if a certain thing would be mutter, he says, a certain thing can't be mutter. He says, because if that would be mutter, then there'll be years that there'll be no isser of stam yayin. Okay, and it can't be such a thing that there'll be a year that there's no isser of stam yayin. Okay, it's not for now. It has to do with a later thing. Okay, it's not, yeah, it does. That's a sheet of Rabbi Tam. He says, it can't be that this and this thing works, because if that would be true, then there'll be certain years there'll be no isser of stam yayin. So that's not important what his point. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rabbi Yashar says, he says, so if he was worried about it for 1 year, that there won't be, Rabbi Natam, was he that 1 year there won't be an Isser of Stam Yayin, because all the wine will qualify as whatever Rabbi Natam is speaking about. He says, Kosh came for us, that if everyone's Rav Asher, we'll never have the Isser of Stam Yayin, so for sure it should be Mother. Okay, now he doesn't accept that in the end. He talks more about the Rosh. Okay, but what is he talking about when he says there'll be no Isser of Stam Yayin? Let me finish a second. He's not talking about Ken Vapers, right? He's talking about if there'll be no Isser of Stam Yayin, even the Goyim will have been Mavashal. So he's thinking, if everybody does this thing, and the whole Isser won't apply, like in Rabbi Natan's case, it won't apply Bechlal, meaning if I walk into someone like Welch's Vapers and Wolf's, it'll be Mutter. He says, there can't be such a thing, and it won't be Mutter. So it just tells you, hold on a second, I'm just thinking what his idea of everybody does it means everybody, even Goyim, doing it. Okay, and therefore, I'm going to finish. I'll give you 1 second. Now. And therefore, if that's what he means, then we have to really question it because he said, "I'm only being machmir if it's really true that everyone's mabash of the wine." We go out to the street, you can look in the store. The treif wine is not mabash. Of course not. The treif wine is not mabash at all. It's not generally mabash. We wouldn't say that at all. Maybe a lot of kosher wine is mabash, but treif wine, we wouldn't say that. Okay, yes, though.
It's going to be stam yayin even if it's mabash. Because stam yayin before it became mabash.
That's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that question. It's a fair question. I don't know the answer. But that's not what he talks about.
Of course, it went all over the world.
Okay. It's a good question. I wasn't trying to talk about that. I'm just trying to pull out of that he was talking about Goyim also. When he said everyone has to, he has to talk about Goyim. But it's a good point. I don't answer your question. But
he says Yidden, but if they were just doing it to get out of the Isser, why should that count? If you knew all you were doing it because that's the way they did it, then I hear you. But just get out of there.
So that also tells us that it really has to do with what the world is doing. If the world is doing just for Stam, people just doing for the Isser, that wouldn't count. And we really have to care about people just doing Stam, which again says he's talking about Goyim. Okay, so which says to me that if he cares about the Goyim also, then it's not true. The Matzias is not true. Okay, but what the question is as follows. Let's say we're going to question, he tested half a dozen times. It's only the Matzias issue that it's normal. That it became normal to pasteurize. Now, that's for wine, I'm correct. But in grape juice, it's true. grape juice, all grape juice out there in the street is all pasteurized. Okay, if you walk into the store, the Welch's grape juice is all pasteurized. So if it's true, what it may be, maybe for wine, his metzias won't be true. Therefore, his chumra won't be true. Mevusha will still work for, pasteurized will still work for wine. But maybe for grape juice, it'll be correct. Meaning for grape juice, it's true that if you walk into the store, the grape juice in the store is all pasteurized. So pasteurization has become normal. If pasteurization is normal, then the tzar of the rush is not going to apply anymore. Okay. So now, would he be mechalak like that? The wine is considered lo shkiach, and for grape juice it is shkiach. I'm not sure if you could be mechalak like that. Well, they're both yain. In din, they're both wine. So if you say it has to be normal, it has to be not normal to be vashel. Well, for some things it's normal, for some things it's not normal. So I'm not sure if you could split it like that, or say, yeah, wine is wine. They're two very distinct. It's not like red wine and white wine. They're very they're very distinct. Grape juice and wine are very distinct. Maybe, I'm not sure about what he would say about that. Okay? Now, even if the facts would be correct, well, let's say for grape juice, there's a possibility that the facts are correct, that it's normal, it's not clear that everyone postulates like the Rosh. I'm just going to say this briefly. And we remember we had a Kivegir who argued on the Rosh for a different angle. We spoke about that a different time. But there's a strong question. And that is like this. When we spoke about the Rosh, I showed you Diyukim to tell us that when the Rosh says it has to be, it's a Milsa L'Shchicha, he didn't mean to say that it has to permanently be a Milsa L'Shchicha. He's explaining why when Chazal made their Isser, they made their Isser because at that point it was Musa L'Shchicha. But what would happen if tomorrow becomes Shchicha? Then that doesn't change. Chazal, that was behind the reason was a Musa L'Shchicha, they didn't ask him a Mevusha. Okay? If you remember, I led you into saying that, the Rosh didn't mean that it has to always be Musa L'Shchicha. The Rosh just meant is, that was what was behind Chazal's thinking when they said Mevusha was Mutter. But once they said Mevusha was Mutter, it says Mutter for good. Okay, now I show you Diyukim the Rosh like that. Okay, but the truth is that people who disagree with Rabbi Yashiv actually say it's not just Diyukim that David made about this. Okay, Poskim speak about it in a bunch of cases, and particularly Avner Nesis speaks about it right about Yain Mevushel. Okay, Avner Nesis says like this: his father, he says, you know, Pop, my father, he didn't probably call him Pop. He says, you know, you asked me. He says to his father, he says, when you asked me, how could Chazal say the Yayin Mevushel is Mutter? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say a word about the Lo Shchicha. That's just the Rosh. The Gemara doesn't say a word about Lo Shchicha. How could Chazal say that Yayin Mevushel is Mutter? What's going to happen? Shemel, Doris HaBayim, Minas Chua from Mevushel. He says maybe this is going to change. Okay, maybe the other day Rebzar will be like David's, you know, shtetl guy, and they'll start being used Yayin Mevushel. How do we know? So his father asks him, says, how could Chazal say that Mevushel is Mutter? The Gemara doesn't even say it's because there's Lo Shchicha. How can they say that? Maybe things are going to change. To which Avner Nesis answers the back. He says, "Ein lecha el mashgal chacham." And since at the time of the gzera, lo hayim nasim, lo had b'chol gzera. Okay, that's Avner Nesis says. He says it's not the gzera. The logic had to do with lo shchiach. That's true, but the practices, then it stays mutter even if it becomes shchiach. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, so there are a number of other people. There are other places we talk about in general about gzeras chazal, about lo shchiach and this and that. Like Macholis and all kinds of other examples that they give, but that means that they bring speaks exactly about the Shaila. Now, so that sounds like Nalak Rabbi Yashiv, okay? So you shouldn't think that nobody is, okay? Because this, before I get on to, I won't go back, but the Chula that Rabbi Yashiv wrote about this was written in Tafshin Lamed Hay, okay? But the Chula did not become public until Tafshin Nun Beis, okay? In Tafshin Nun Beis, the tshuva was printed in a journal from Bells, a journal called Nesivas Hakashas, okay? In the third volume of that, okay? In Tafshin Nun Beis. In L of Tafshin Nun Beis, it was printed. That tshuva was first printed, okay? And when the tshuva was, now I don't remember that, of course, but the tshuva caused a whole to-do, because here is Rabbi Yashiv saying that pasteurizing your wine is not going to make it mevushel. Okay, and in the next version of that journal, which is in Shvat of Tafshin and Gimel, okay, in the fourth volume of that journal, okay, so that was just a couple months later, there's a letter, two, there are letters. Okay, one letter is from a person named Rabbi Tzvi Dumb, who wrote Svarim, and he's Abbez and Hod HaSharon. I don't know, I never heard him before, but okay, some person who wrote in a letter, okay, and the letters are dated in Tishrei, Okay? Tishrei. So that means this, the journal was printed in El of Tavshin Beis, and in Tishrei he wrote to Rabbi Yashiv, and in Tishrei Rabbi Yashiv wrote back to him, and those Tshuvas are printed in here. Okay? Now, if you open up the Sefer called Kovetz Tshuvas, okay, Rabbi Yashiv's Tshuvas, these two Tshuvas, Rabbi Yashiv's first Tshuva and his response to Rabbi Dom, are printed right next to each other. It's Ayin Hei and Ayin Vav. Okay? Ayin Hei is the Tshuva I told you until now. Okay? It's a long Tshuva. Okay? Not so typical like most of the Tshuvas. It's very long and explains what all the things I told you and more he talks about in the Tshuva. And then the next one, Ayin Vav, it's really short. It's the response to this person to Rabbi Dom. Okay? But in the Sefer, it doesn't tell you, doesn't ring this Shiloh that Rabbi Dom has, this Rabbi Dom has, who wrote a whole long article, a whole long letter to Rabbi Yashiv saying all the reasons why he questioned what he said. Okay? So one of the things that this person asked to Rabbi Yashiv was, but the Avnezer says not like that. The Avnezer says it doesn't make a difference if it becomes shnech later on. Even if it was shnech later on, it makes no difference. Okay? That's one of the questions he asked him. So Rabbi Yashiv said, well, this wine is not the same mevushal wine that Chazal had. So this wine is not the same stuff that Chazal had, because when Chazal's time, when they cooked up wine in a pot, it would taste differently. But nowadays, when we do it in a pasteurizer, it doesn't taste any differently. If it doesn't taste any differently, it's not the same wine that Chazal were talking about. So now, I'm going to tell you in a second. If you saw that tshuva just in the printed sefer in the Kovetz Tshuvas, okay, someone with Mekavetz his tshuvas, okay, it's Kovetz Tshuvas. If you saw that sefer there, you would say the first tshuva says one reason why pasteurize is not good, and the second tshuva is giving another reason, and another reason he's giving is like our reason number two, the blue one, or at least in my mind, it's blue. The blue one that has to do with, you have to have a change in taste. Okay, if you open up the sefer, that's what you'll think. Okay? But if you open up the journal, it makes no sense. Like David said, it makes no sense. The guy asked, the person said to him, wait a second, the Avnezer says it makes a difference if it's normal or not normal anymore. And as if Rabbi Yashiv says, okay, I'll think of a new reason to think about it. Okay, well, that's silly. That's not what he's doing, right? If you read it and what's going on, it's a response to the person's letter, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, you actually, if you look in the truth, it says, L'chloi dis Rabbi Dom. Okay, I'm not just making it up. Okay, but it's he's responding to the person. How is he responding by telling him what we said beforehand, that there has to be a change in taste? That's like as if another reason. Like, what do you think? Just a new reason? So it seems to me that what he's saying is like this. Okay? It's not so clear. What I'm about to tell you is more clear than other people. Okay? In Rosham Zalman says something like this. Rabbi Vayger says something like this also. Such an idea of what I'm about to say to you. I'll put up the words to you in a second. So maybe you'll hear it if I tell it to you, I'll show you what Rabbi Yashiv really said. What did Rabbi Yashiv say in reason number three, in orange? What did he say? He said is that if it becomes normal to be mevashal wine, if it becomes normal to be mevashal wine, then the heter of mevashal shir doesn't apply anymore. Okay? So the kasha on that was, Rabbi Nezer says it's not true. Rabbi Nezer says once Chazal chose to make it mutter, it stays mutter even if it becomes shkiyah. And to that, Rabbi Yashiv is saying is it's true. The wine that Chazal were matir stays mutter even if it becomes shkiach. But this is not the wine that Chazal were matir. The wine that Chazal was matir was wine that got cooked to the point that it had a new taste to it. This is not that wine. So it's true that once Chazal were matir it stays mutter. I didn't mean to say is that once Chazal were matir it stays mutter and once it becomes normal to us. He said no. That wine, Taka would say, I said, but we have a new kind of wine, a different way of being the Vashon wine that doesn't change the taste. That's not the one they talk about. So the Svar doesn't apply, because it is Shriach. The Svar doesn't apply. And to say it's the same to Chazal Matri, no, this is not the Mavosho of Chazal Matri. They were Matri, a different Mavosho. So we want to say, whatever Chazal Matri, we have to keep with their Matri, this is not that thing. It's a different thing. Right, if it would be Lashkiach, we would say the same Svar applies. Just like that was Lashkiach, this is also Lashkiach, and it's Mutter also, not Usher. We say it's the same. No, the Rush says. No. It's not that we would just say. Chazal said to be Mavashal is wine. It's Lashkiach. If I find a variation, almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing. And it will be Lashkiach, I would also say it's Mutter. So, but if it is Shkiach, then I don't have that like push to say that it's Mutter. It's not the same thing, and it's not the Lashkiach, so I don't have a reason to say it. Word to be. Now I'll show you the words that Rabbi Yashiv says. You can tell me whether he means or he doesn't mean it. It's not clear. Not 100%. I'll show you that in the Eastern side. I put it on the screen a minute ago. It was an article.
That's half a line. Is that the whole, is that the whole line?
That's almost the whole thing, yeah. Yeah, you can look at yourself. I don't care. You can look at it. Okay. So Rabbi Yashar said like this. This is the second Jew. Yashar is special. Who b'oifen sh'advishol m'shana tamur shmai. Okay, that's what Yain Levushal is.
What does
it mean, no shmai? That's it. Don't worry about it. Avol. That's why I skipped those words. Avol. Bishol kazeh shlem. He says that's called stam Yain. Okay. Avol. Bishol kazeh shlem m'shana tamur u'shmai. Hari b'chach kazeh shkazal. This wine, Peshtarai's wine, is nothing different about it. Okay? Now. Then he says. U'b'chei. U'b'anu lesser m'shachazal hitiru. He says, we're not talking about the same wine. This is not the wine that they were matter. In other words, if it was the same wine, I would be except from you that we should say that if it's the same wine, then we're not gonna be matter. But we know what things when things change. In other words, Davin Yeshu said, whatever was mutter, it stays mutter even if the mitzvah, the logic behind the changes. That's very nice that Davin Yeshu says that. He says, but this is not the one that they were talking about. Okay? So that to me is connected to what he said to Rashi. He's not saying a new reason. Okay, again, if you open up the Sefer, then you sort of like gloss over the end part of it. It's like, well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about that. That's not so important. What he means to say is, it has to have the same taste. But it's hard to believe that's what he's saying, when the first two was all about the rush, and now this two is picking up like as if there's a new reason. Oh, there's another reason to ask it. So again, if you didn't see the letter that brought about this tshuva, you might think like that. Once you see that the question that the person asked, and what he's trying to answer, then I think that this way is right. Now, what's going to come out, but if I'm right, not only is there an understanding of it, it's going to come out that even a Ryashiv's second tshuva, who's saying it's also because it has to have a change in taste, is dependent on the first thing that has to be Lashkiach. So it turns out, the question that I said to you before is it really true that it's Lashkiach? Rabbi Yashar says a dozen times, okay, half a dozen times, he says, I'm only saying my truth is it's really Lashkiach. Well, then that those same questions apply even according to the later reason. Okay, it's not another reason, it's an extra layer of understanding the first reason. Okay? So anyhow, so we've seen these four reasons in the different ways that I'm going to just summarize you for now, not summarize, just conclude. As I said to you, the American national hashgachas tend to be maple and say that pasteurization is just perfect for making wine to be mevushal also, wine or grape just be mevushal. In Eretz Yisrael, some of the hashgachas don't accept it. They follow some of these different sheets that I mentioned to you that pasteurization is not, and some of them do a compromise, which is they won't consider it mevushal, but they'll write on the bottle it was, you know, mevushal ide pistor, you know, it was what? Right. It was under pasteurization. So sort of like, you know, do it, if you read Hebrew and you know what I'm talking about, then you start asking your rabbi. If you don't read Hebrew, it's okay. You can shake it. You can eat it.
What happens if the pasteurization is the agency allowed going to get involved?
They do. You're right. I'm sorry. You're probably right. They probably won't let. But what you do in your house, when you do your house, then you have to decide whether you want someone to touch it. You have to, you're right. You probably they wouldn't let.
Touch is not a problem.
Okay, so it can be negated to a child. Okay, but so I mean, that's a compromise that you see in Eretz Yisrael kind of compromise, that the bottom of someone will say that we did it this way. So